Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch as well, you can jump in. Is it a Tuesday, a little real or fake? I read a statement, and you tell me if that's real or fake. You can text that in and do your thing. First one, fellas. I'll start with you, Clinton. Old Jaden Higgins, the wide receiver, Iowa State. He will be the Texans' best rookie in 2025.
Real. I needed to see that first day of mandatory minicamp. That go route, go gadget arm, using his body, keeping the DB on his back hip, and reaching that long arm out and that one arm catch. And then we saw that. It may be even more impressive, Ron. You mentioned this. You brought this to my attention. You was like, man, that was a big target across the middle when he ran an in route.
Yeah.
And the view that we had was perfect. It was just, that's a big, long, rangy wide receiver. We've seen C.J. Stroud successfully over and over and over again throw that ball to Nico Collins and others, but Nico Collins consistently. I think Higgins is the guy in this rookie class that's going to have the biggest impact.
Yeah.
Now, he may not have the most catches, but when it comes to red zone.
You mean catches from rookies? You think there's a chance Noel has more catches?
Yeah, I mean, I think Noel has a chance to be a more targeted, especially if they're going to play a little bit more four wide out, or if something happens to Christian Kirk and he gets a little bit more run. I mean, there's a real chance. I mean, he's got some real twitch and that underneath stuff. I could see him getting some catches, but when it comes to impacting the game in a big time way and complimenting Nico Collins, I think Higgins is the guy. So I'm gonna go real with that one.
Magic,
is this real?
Magic says real. Got more of a chance to get on the field early, and I think that's a big piece to Ariante Ursary, a little bit more difficult to look at or to see his play. But again, like as of right now, the bet would be that he's not playing immediately.
Yeah,
right. With Cam Robinson and Blake Fisher and that right now, it would seem that Noel, I think, is the other one that will get some run. I would have been. I'm going to say real too. I would have been more apt to think, man, Woody Marks might have a really big role, but now with them bringing in Nick Chubb, I think that probably takes his role down a notch as well. So, and someone said, who's in the class? Higgins, Ursary, Noel, the other receiver from Iowa State, Jalen Smith, the corner you really like, Woody Marks, they're both from USC, and then Jalen Reed and the other guys, I would imagine, would have an uphill battle just to get on the field and to be there every week. So, yeah, I think Higgins is the real one here. All right, real or fake? Alperen Şengün would be the most positively impacted player if Durant comes to the Houston Rockets. Şengün would be the most positively impacted player if Durant were to come to Houston.
Ooh, that's a good one. I'm going to say no.
You say fake.
You are fake news.
I'm sorry. I got to play that. My bad. Come on. I'm going to go Amen Thompson. So I'm going to say fake. I think, look, we've seen Shingun show up and do his thing with the crew that's there now. Like, I think the one that all of a sudden obviously gets the second best perimeter defender, I think the one that all of a sudden benefits from the attention that Durant gets, I think the one that has the highest ceiling out of all of them is Amen Thompson. So I'm going to go with Amen Thompson. So I'm going to say fake.
Fake. All right. Tyler Riller, fake. You think Shingun will be the one who is most positively impacted if Durant were to come to Houston?
That one's a tough answer for me. But I would say in response to that, for the love of God, Udoka, the decision makers, Rafael Stone, just make sure Shingun's still in town. Don't do any trade that involves Durant coming and sending Shingun away. I need Alpi here in H-Town. That's where I sit with him.
I'll say, we're on the same page, I'll say fake too. I think Amen Thompson, the space, and I think Amen Thompson just kind of sitting there and watching KD work, kind of seeing that too. Obviously, their games are different, and he's a knockdown shooter, but I think, one, his space on the floor, like the driving lanes that open up for a guy like Amen Thompson, which is right now the best thing he does with a KD there. And KD's a good passer too, so I do like that. Someone did text in, I do like this, Jabari Smith. If Jabari Smith were still on the team and they got Kevin Durant, I mean, that would be a player you would say, oh, if Jabari could kind of learn and pattern himself, a bigger, now he's not 7 foot like him, but he's 6'10", lengthy, yeah, and can shoot. That'd be a good person for him to be around. I just don't know if Jabari would actually be here if that trade happened.
Well, the other part of the Jabari Smith thing is if Dillon Brooks is involved in a KD trade, then that is because the organization feels like Jabari Smith and Tari Eason.
Tari Eason, yeah.
But those guys can feel that void on the defensive end. So you may be right, Jabari. I mean, Jabari's got to find – something's got to shake up for Jabari to find his way into the starting lineup and for him to get more minutes. Now, whoever departs in a Kevin Durant deal, it may benefit him to the tune of being a starter all of a sudden, and then you see a guy that could potentially flourish. Yeah, so – that's a good one, man. But I got to stick with Amen Thompson, man. For me, that's the guy that I don't know. There's a lot of ifs with Amen Thompson. That's the one reason why I'm not as convinced as everybody else is. He's got to really work on his shooting. He's got to shoot the ball better. He's got to be a better shooter. Like, that works sometimes. Sometimes it doesn't. So I'm just talking about the athletic freak that he is. Yeah. That part of him, as is, I think would benefit big time.
He's year two and he can't shoot a lick, and I don't even know if he has as much confidence, and he's averaging 14-8,
right.
And he's a top on the first team all defense, right? And year two, right? So, and he's, 19, 20 years old? So that's why you look at that. All right, Tyler, I'm going to head to you. Real or fake? I can comfortably skate at a skating rink right now. You could strap up some. You could strap up some skates.
I do need details.
You could strap up some skate. You go. We went to a skating rink right now. Ice, not ice. Roller,
not roller blades though.
Roller
skates.
Roller skates. Yeah,
the four wheels.
If you
perfectly symmetrical.
There are people who use blades out there. If you can.
Oh, I was a blader.
Can you get out there right now? Put on some skates at a, not ice, and roller skate right now. You think you can confidently, you can do that?
110% could. Spent a lot of days growing up in the old Dirty Bay in Baytown at a very old roller rink my mom actually grew up at, and then I went to it when I was a kid. The old Baytown roller rink over there had some birthday parties. I was an expert rollerblader.
It'd have to be
your mom had parties there, then your boy right here had parties there.
Yeah,
then
you had
parties there, Chief.
That old lady that ran that thing was so nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Clint, you think you can throw on some skates right now
No, I can't. It wasn't too long ago I was out there doing it.
Oh, you were skating recently.
One of them nephews or nieces or somebody.
And had you strapped them up?
Party. Oh, yeah, I put them all right out there.
I used to take my blades to the Vans skate park when I got older.
I did not do that.
Magic said, that's a no for me, dog. Champ Slice, I personally can't anymore. But growing up, we did. Oh, man, we used to skate land all the time.
Lay out some sick grinds.
I know this is a tough one coming for me, but it'd have to be like jumping on a bike for me. just well have to, done. I just have to get a couple of couple of runs around there, and
some training wheels.
Well, I'll be honest, I never got super confident like I did when I was younger because it hurt and falls. Falling hurts a little bit more now than it used to. But I get around there. I get around there. Use the old brakes.
Boy, man, I went around.
Turn the corner real fast. Get down low like I'm. You know, like you speed skating or something in the Olympics.
Went to a skate birthday party.
Get one leg out a little wider than the
other. My daughter's friend had a skate party this weekend. It's a different time, man. It's a different time, boy. But that skating is not an activity that is done anymore. The amount of older kids that I saw with the little
walker
thing to help you skate, or so many people up against the wall. Like, there are so many people at the entrance to get onto the rink that were just holding on for dear life. My God.
I wonder how young I was when Mom was dropping me off at the Baytown Roller Wing. Mom would drop us off for an hour, 2 hours at a time, and it didn't. I mean, I was young.
I thought that was the spot.
Boy, everybody in Baytown trusted that old lady. That old lady, thank the good Lord, that was a good woman.
Yeah.
Because if she'd have been just a tad bit of bad, boy, she had access to all of us. We were 100 deep in that joint. No parents nowhere.
All right, speaking of Kevin Durant, the latest from the best in the business, talking about where things are with the Rockets and Kevin Durant. We'll let you hear that coming up next.